Welcome to Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling. My name is Pat Poling. I'm the founder and CEO of Mara Poling. Happy to be with you this week to discuss the beginning of a number of podcasts that we're going to do in a series covering returns. This week, we'll be talking about multifamily returns. The many ways in which a investment in multifamily can be designed to maximize different elements of a total return. We'll be talking a little bit about each of those elements, and over the next several weeks, we'll be going into greater detail. And with that, let's get started. So, as always, if you have questions, feel free to shoot me an email, pat@marapoling.com. You may have some specific questions about the total return, and you can find more information on that at marapoling.com, marapoling.com. So I encourage you to drop by. There's some content there you might want to download. There's also some great videos on total return. Today, we're going to start with an overview of the different ways you can build a real estate investment, a multifamily real estate investment, and the five components of the total return that we think are the focus, are the elements to look at in terms of optimizing a return. So a little more in depth than simply saying, I want to invest in multifamily aggressively or conservatively. Those are pretty large umbrellas. This gets a little more finite. So with that, we'll dive in. So as I said, there's many ways to do this. And I'm not talking about investing with a sponsor versus buying your own assets or having a single family portfolio or anything like that. Obviously, those are the different mechanisms you can use. I'm talking about the different ways that a return can be structured, the different ways that you can design an investment from the beginning, and in doing so, optimize different elements of the return or prioritize them. Now, if you're building your own portfolio, this is work you'd be doing yourself. If you're a passive investor and you invest with a sponsor like Mara Poling or someone else, then these are the questions you'd want to be asking so that you understand how the specific syndication you might be investing in fits within these specific characteristics. So there's five elements that we think make up all of a return. Now, we call it the total return, and we have a very specific prioritization to those, and we'll talk more about that later. But those five elements are present in every multifamily real estate investment. And any one of those can be prioritized at the top of the list, and the others ranked in various sequences until you get down to what is not the least important, because they're all important, but the one that's going to have the least amount of focus on it. And the way that we would encourage you to look at it is to sort of score an investment, if you're looking at it from a passive standpoint, against these five characteristics. And they are, very quickly, security, stability, the generation of income, the creation of wealth, and tax advantages. Now, I want to go into each of those in a little bit of detail. And I want to announce that over the next 5 weeks, we're actually going to do an individual session on each one of these, exploring more about what that element is, what comprises it, and in particular, how you can work to achieve success in that particular component. Whether it's simply trying to optimize it, meaning get the most you can out of that particular one, or if in fact it is the priority, it is the one that needs to be maximized. And so we'll talk about that over the next 5 weeks. I'd encourage you to make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you get all of that great content as we go forward. But I want to talk a little bit about how about what each of those are very briefly, and this notion of maximization. So security, We believe that multifamily is inherently a secure investment. People need a place to live. So unlike other product offerings, other services that are offered to consumers that may have a luxury component to them or aren't as essential, having a home, we believe, is extremely essential. Now, there's lots of ways to play inside multifamily, so there are degrees of security that you can see. Stability. We've talked extensively about the fact that multifamily and commercial real estate in general, but multifamily in particular, demonstrates a stability that's on par with government and corporate bonds, significantly more stable than what you would see in the equity markets, in large cap stocks or mid caps or even small caps. And so that's another component that can be assessed. And again, you can invest in various ways that may make an asset more stable or less stable. The generation of income, cash flow. How do I get cash out of an asset? Absolutely, investments can be designed in which they're very cash intensive and can be designed in which there's very modest amounts of cash that are thrown off, where the focus is somewhere else in the return stack. And that's done by the selection of the asset, the structure of the structure of the leverage associated with it, and so on. The other sort of financial component of the return would be the creation of wealth, the growth of the equity in an investment. And again, that can be impacted by the type of asset, the submarket that it might be in, the cap rate environment that you're investing in, the structure of debt, how balanced the return is between cash generation and equity growth. Are they equivalent? Is one prioritized over the other? And then the final element in the list that I put together would be the tax advantages. There are lots of great tax advantages to investing in commercial real estate, and in particular in multifamily. And there's a lot of options in terms of how those advantages are realized. And some of that will play on what you are doing elsewhere. Are you trying to optimize stability or security or the creation of wealth or cash flow and so on? So all interrelated, but if you were going to score an investment, again, if you're looking at a passive investment, I would score it on those five elements. I would look to see, all right, this appears to be very focused here. It's a cash-oriented deal. Trying to generate a lot of cash, that's at the top of the list. That's what's really trying to be maximized. And I use that word maximized, and I'll use it as we go through these over the next several weeks, to draw a distinction from the word optimized. Maximized, to me, says that that element is at the top of the list. So if I'm going to maximize cash flow, then my number one job is to make sure that I hit my cash flow target. And then I want to optimize the other components. I want to optimize the amount of tax advantages I can generate and the creation of wealth and the security and stability of the investment. But job one is generating that cash. That's what I'm trying to maximize. I can maximize the growth in the asset. I can put that at the top of the list and trade off cash return in return for that. And I could optimize any of these while maximizing a different one, right? So I could try and maximize the security, looking extremely in an extremely focused way at the preservation of capital. I could do a tax play, right, where I'm trying to maximize the tax advantages, and I'm going to subordinate the others in the return profile such that I'll optimize them, but not at the cost of minimizing or impacting negatively the amount of tax advantages I can generate. I make no value judgment about any of those, right? There are five components I've listed out. Any one of those can be the one that is maximized, that's at the top of the list. And that's a completely appropriate investment. That's not a bad investment. If an investment that you find or that you're looking for is structured to maximize cash flow, great. If that fits your particular needs, then that may be something that ultimately you'll elect to move forward with. If, on the other hand, your focus is on the security of your principal, then investing in an asset that's structured to maximize the creation of wealth may not be a good fit. Doesn't mean it's a bad investment, because it might be a really good fit for someone else. So this scoring methodology, if you will, is a way to simply think about returns that's more detailed than saying, well, this is a conservative investment, or that's an aggressive investment. And even those terms tend to carry with them some value judgments, right? So aggressive, well, that's a bad investment. It's aggressive. That's a bad thing. I don't want to be aggressive. I want to be conservative. But if you really go through and give it some thought, you might say, and I've absolutely had these conversations with clients, I'm a conservative investor. And yes, I need X amount of cash flow, and I need it day one. And that may not truly be a conservative investment, which is where those definitions kind of break down. So when we deploy capital, Marpoling, we do so looking at all five of those elements. We absolutely have a prioritization to them. And we will discuss that over the next several weeks, as I said. We will start next week with security, right? So this security, again, is the secure nature of an investment in an asset that meets an essential need in the marketplace. And then we'll move on to stability, about the nature of these assets to be stable, but how stability could be maximized. Then we'll move on to talk about cash flow, about the generation of income, and what you would do if, in fact, you wanted to prioritize that, if that was what was going to be maximized. Then equity growth, the creation of wealth, and how that can be maximized. And finally, tax advantages and how those could be maximized. Now, our mix is, and it's no secret because it's how I just laid everything out sequentially, is that we put a prioritization on the security and stability components. They're at the top of the list. And then optimization of cash and equity growth. And finally, taking advantage of the tax code, but not ever doing any one investment simply because of taxes. Taxes are the sort of final component that can be icing on the cake. But in our mind, for the kind of investing we want to do, they're not the priority. That doesn't mean that you couldn't flip that entire script and, in fact, find an investment, and it might be appropriate for you, where the tax advantages really were the element that was going to be maximized. So as we go through this over the next 5 weeks, I'll be laying out how you can maximize an investment, focusing on that element, how that would be structured, or at least some thoughts on how it could be structured, and sharing with you our thoughts on why we treat that particular element the way that we do. And as I said, if you want to learn more about how we employ the total return, you can swing by marapoling.com, marapoling.com. Lots of great content on this subject there. If you would like to learn more about our specific investments, the Total Return Fund, as an example, please shoot me an email, pat@marapoling.com. Always happy to have that conversation with you. And if you've got your own portfolio or are looking to make some investments and are maybe just getting started in this space, I am more than happy to hop on the phone and have a chat to share whatever I can with you that will help you make a better decision. Any of you that have been around for a while listening to our podcasts and participating in our other educational content already know that we're a bunch of accountants and real estate folks. We're not salespeople. We don't think anybody can really sell an investment opportunity in multifamily, but people can learn more about multifamily and then make really good decisions for themselves. And that's what we see as our role, is helping people learn more about multifamily. So if you have questions, don't hesitate to shoot me an email or stop at the website and schedule some time on my calendar. I'm more than happy to chat with you. So next week will be the first of the five specific components of the total return. Security in the multifamily investment space. I hope that you'll join me. And until then, have yourself a great week. And I'll see you next time on Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling.